And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Mike Bain, Sitka Tribe of Alaska Council Chairman, and Chuck Miller, who's with the Language and Education Program at STA. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Hi, Melissa. Thanks for having us.
It is our pleasure. Well, Mike, you're here to talk a bit about what's going to be happening for the remainder of Native American Heritage Month. So that's this month.
Right. We have a few things going on this week. The art appreciation display at UAS Monday through Wednesday this week and closes down on Tuesday of next week. And there's a reception from 4 to 6 at UAS.
Okay. And what is happening with Thanksgiving?
There's a Thanksgiving dinner. I think they're... it says, you know, you can kind of gather at 1:30 and Thanksgiving dinner at 2. And if anybody wants to volunteer, I would bet they would need most help on Wednesday, the day before. And then cleaning up after the dinner, of course. And any questions, people can call Debbie at 738-4328.
So this is a big community Thanksgiving dinner. It's free to all. It's over at the AMBA in this hall.
Yeah, also... for Thanksgiving, our STA offices will be closed Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving.
Okay, so we have the art appreciation display continuing at UAS, and then the closing reception for the entire Native American Heritage Month will be at UAS at the art appreciation display on the 29th from 4 to 6. Looks like we've got some appetizers and dance groups performing. And then there's the community Thanksgiving dinner on Thursday, and looks like family swim day is happening again on Saturday.
Yeah, it says 5 to 6 at Bletchley. If anybody has questions about that, they can call Jean at 747-3207.
Okay. And then so then on the 30th, we've got the last day of term of office for tribal council members, and that applies to you, doesn't it, Mike?
Yep, that'll be my last day as a chairman. And Rachel Marino will also be kind of stepping down. She didn't run again this year. And Kathy Hope and re-elected members and one new member will be sworn in that day. Wilbur Brown, Wilbur Brown, Nancy Douglas. Who else do you remember? That's not even on there.
Bob Sam,
and gosh, there's one more. Sorry, I don't remember who it is.
So we're going to have the new swearing in, and then Kathy Hope Erickson is the new council chair starting on the 1st.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're having kind of a reception, but it doesn't say when or where, but at the community house, I imagine, because I think they're planning on dancers for that, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So can I ask you, how did you feel about Native American Heritage Month this month?
Was amazing. There's some huge events that were bigger, way bigger than before, like the parade on Veterans Day and the reception at the community hall. So I want to thank our staff for all their work in putting those things together.
Okay, great. And so Chuck, you're here to share a story with us and maybe some Tlingit words as well.
Sure. And thanks for having us here. It's been really good. All this month, the parade was really awesome, and the students got to all participate, our SNEP students, and it's been a wonderful thing this month. And I'd like to share with you a story. It's a Tlingit legend. We call these legends Yesh Tlagu, which means raven myths. This is a story about Raven, King Salmon, and the little birds. Nichwe on a good way, Yesh, Yuwekadunik, Raven. Walking along the beach. As he's walking along the beach, he's very hungry. His stomach is growling. He sees out in the bay a king salmon jumping. Eh how, eh how, eh how. That's the king salmon jumping. He stared and stared at it real hungrily, wondering, how can I get that king salmon to come ashore? He looks around him. He sees on the beach a green stone. So he picks it up, and he turns it this way and that way. And then he had an idea. I'll put this up on a stump. So he put it up on the stump, and he pretended to listen to it like it could talk. And he says, oh, that's no good. This greenstone's saying bad things about this king salmon. So he yells at the king salmon, hey, king salmon, listen to what this greenstone is saying about you. Listen. The king salmon was just jumping out there. Eh how, eh how. He says, listen to what this greenstone is saying about you. He's saying bad things about you. It got the king salmon's attention, but it still didn't jump ashore. He says, listen to what he's saying. He says, you have dirty scales. You're no good. You should come jump ashore. So King Salmon jumped on the shore. And Raven was so excited, he forgot that he should have had a club to hit the nose of the King Salmon with. When he was jumping on shore, he says, oh, my partner. Oh, wait here. I have to go up into the woods first to go potty. I'll be right back. He runs up into the woods to pretend to go potty, and he grabs a club to hit the nose of the King Salmon with. He comes back down, and guess where the King Salmon was? Out jumping in the bay again. Ahow! 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 Oh, no, Raven's plan didn't work at all. He was so upset. Oh, no, what should I do? So he pretended to listen to the greenstone again. He put his ear down to it. He says, oh, that's terrible. Oh, you shouldn't say things like that towards that King Salmon. So he yells at the King Salmon again. Hey, King Salmon, King Salmon, listen to what this greenstone is saying about you. He says you have a dirty spine. Your gills are dirty too. Jump ashore, jump on the beach. At that, the King Salmon jumped up on the beach again. Oh, Raven was so happy. He hit the nose of the King Salmon over and over again till he was done. He tried pulling the King Salmon up to the head of the beach so he could cook him in a big sand pit. But he couldn't push him, and he couldn't pull him. He says, oh, this won't work. I need some help. And then in the distance, he heard his grandchildren. These are the birds I'm talking about. Are they robin, chickadee, magpie, and blue jay? They are flying around. And he says, oh, grandchildren, come help me, look what I got here. They fly down by Raven. Oh, wow, look what you got. Oh, yep, big King Salmon. If you help me, I'll share him with you. Oh, they were so happy. They said, now we need to dig a big pit to cook the King Salmon with. So they said, okay, we'll help you. He says, dig a pit right here. So they dig a big, huge pit. Then they line the pit with seaweed and kelp. And then he says, now we need some skunk cabbage leaves to wrap the King Salmon with. He said, go behind the village and get it from there. So they said, okay, we'll go help you. And they go run off and get some skunk cabbage leaves, and they bring it back. And he says, let me see. And they stand in the line and they hold it up. And he's looking at them real carefully. Oh, no, there's brown spots on them. But Raven was pretending there was brown spots on them. He says, where did you get these? From behind the village where you told us. Oh, they have brown spots on them. Oh, when my wife was alive, she used to go potty back there. Oh, throw them away. Throw them on the ground. What's the matter with you? Throw them on the ground. They said, oh, we didn't know. So he says, now go over two mountains and get the skunk cabbage leaves only from there. Oh, okay, we will. We should fly fast. Salmon's fresh for only a little while. So they start flying. Raven puts his craft to work. He grabbed those skunk cabbage leaves. And he had pretend brown spots on them. He jumped in the fire pit. He wrapped the King Salmon in it. And then he put the sand all up over the King Salmon again and built a huge fire on top to cook the King Salmon. He sat there and he waited till the King Salmon was done from cooking. He was so hungry. He unburied it. He jumped down in the pit. He ate the whole King Salmon all by himself. By the time he noticed he ate the whole King Salmon, it was too late. The only thing left was the tail. He said, oh, no, what am I going to do? Those birds are going to be mad at me. So he jumped out of the fire pit with the tail, and he looked around, and he saw that stump again, and he put the tail underneath the stump. Oh, this will fool them, I think. I'll pretend that the stump fell on our King Salmon. So he sat on the stump, and he was crying because he could hear the birds flying back. He was crying, oh, 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 oh. And they said, what's wrong, Raven? What's wrong? We're so unlucky, you guys. Look at what this stump did to our King Salmon. Oh, we've lost it all. It's all gone. Oh, some of the birds were angry. Some of them were crying. Oh, Robin was so tired and cold from that trip. She was shivering and shaking. He says, come here, Robin, come here. He says, come close to the fire where I can warm you up. She got a little too close to the fire, and her belly caught on fire. Oh, my belly, it's on fire. Oh, Chickadee was crying so much. She was rubbing in the soot from the ashes from the fire, and she was rubbing her eyes on top of her head, and she became really sad. And then also, Magpie tried flying away, and he ran his claw down her tail, and that's why Magpie has a forked tail. And Blue Jay, still angry at Raven that he ate all the king salmon, he went on, yakety 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 yak, yakety yakety yak yak, what's the matter with you, Raven? How come you ate the whole king salmon? And that's where I'm going to leave you today, at the end of that story. And that's why Magpie and all of them got their marks from Raven and this story. Gunashish for allowing me to share this story.
Gunashish, Chuck Miller. You tell that story to kids?
Yes.
What's their reaction?
Oh, they love it.
I bet the potty part, too.
Yes, they there's a few other parts I kind of left out, but they really like it because I get kind of animated when I tell the story. I remember hearing it when I was really little, and I thought, this is a cool story, so I decided to learn it. I omitted some of the things for time, but the majority of the story is there. And they would tell this story, and a long time ago, they would take about, you know, a couple weeks to maybe months to tell this story because they would tell it in sections. And that's how we would learn because we are oral traditions. That's how we handed it down from one generation to the next. So repetitiveness was very important. And the kids a long time ago were required to tell the story the correct way. And then Grandpa would move on in the story later on and tell that next section until the story was completed so all the kids would learn it. And these stories don't belong to anyone. They belong to everyone, these Yeshtlagu. No clan owns these ones. The Tlingit tribe, they've learned this is belongs to all of them.
So is it very meaningful for you to share these stories with kids these days?
Oh, yes. It's a part of our history. It's a part of our legends. And it allows the students to open up their imagination to how things might have been a long time ago. Of course, I probably told it different than what they did about 100 years ago, but the same gist of the story is still there. And some of this story is documented on regalia that's still being used in Huna area from my relatives over there. They have a robe that has that story, fully beadwork on the back of a robe, that story I just told. And a lot of people have heard this story.
Well, Chuck, it's an honor to hear the story from you today. Thank you for sharing it. And yes, so Mike, one quick thing about the STA annual holiday party.
Yeah, thanks, Melissa. I want to throw out a notice about our kids' Christmas party. Parents should be registering their kids. They have until December 2nd. They can register them at the STA Social Services Department on American Street. They can call 747-3207 and ask for that department. The party is on December 10th at Blatchley from 2 to 4, and kids can bring their swimsuits. They'll be able to go swimming that day.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for coming in this morning.
Gunashish. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mike Baines, Tribal Council Chair, and Chuck Miller with the Language and Education Program at STA. Gunashish to both of you.